Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden.
I'm Joel.
And there you go.
Fucking I'm Lita.
And today we're talking about skulls. Whoa. Spooky. Have you guys ever seen a real skull, human skull in real life?
Dude. Yeah, man, I've fucking seen so many skulls.
Dude, you'll not fucking believe.
How many skulls have you seen?
I reckon, hang on, let me just count to probably 20 to 25 human skulls.
Reckon, that's a lot of human skulls.
You couldn't even count them on one hand how many skulls I've seen. No,
hey, can you talk into the microphone, please, Lee?
Yeah, I will. I'm leaning back comfortably.
If you want us to respect microphone technique, maybe let us know when you're about to press play before you just
launch into the episode. Are you ready to go? Yeah. You guys said nothing, and then I just went, all right, we'll go. Yeah.
I do think that there is strength in a confident lean back, and I do apologize, but I forget that this is not a visual medium.
No.
I legitimately, though, I have been to the catacombs in...
Oh, France? The French catacombs?
No, I didn't go to the ones you're supposed to go to.
What do you mean? You went to catacombs you weren't supposed to be in?
Yeah, man.
That's sick. No. Illegal catacombs.
It's called grave robbing.
Look it up. Read a book.
I went to ones in Italy because you can go to ones in Italy.
Oh, wait, is that
well.
That's the catacombs.
No, the French ones are the ones that are like real gnarly.
They're the ones that people go missing at all the time. Maybe not all the time, but sometimes.
So I've heard. Yeah. That's why I didn't go. You know?
Is this what are catacombs? Is it like a mass grave thing?
It just means, it's just like mass grave, but like there's like
underground
walls
and it's tunnels.
Made of skulls and maybe bone cage.
Have they not mapped the catacombs? Why not? Surely technology...
They probably have, dude.
Okay.
You said very confidently. I'm upset because I've been to France and I didn't go to the catacombs. Flex. France.
Same,
France,
man. France.
Yeah. Except when I went to France.
Yeah.
You went for like a day, didn't you?
Yeah. So yeah, everyone knows this story, I guess. But I'm going to tell it anyway.
Yeah.
So I landed in Paris, got in an Uber from the airport.
Joel is confidently
drove you into
back
the catacombs.
Telling this story. Douche is so far back.
Literally, landed in Paris, got our stuff, got kind of confused about customs because the French airport is loose.
Yeah.
The security is not what you're expecting. Anyway, we're like, is this customs? They're like, yeah, just go through. We're like, okay, sure. Went outside, booked an Uber from the airport to Disneyland Paris.
Yeah.
Because we put no research into it whatsoever. My traveling companion was one Jackson Bailey.
Oh, no.
Literally, of all the things that you're like, I'm going to Paris for one day.
The thing that's in five other places in the world.
Yeah. Let's go
there. How many Disneylands have you been to?
One.
Two.
Same. So, yeah, but I'd only been to one before that. So, like, I hadn't been with Jackson.
Both times I went while also being in that city for longer, having seen the things like, I don't know, like maybe the Eiffel Tower would be something I would see.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah. Or just all the culture, maybe the Louvre.
I'd get a baguette and I'd put it in my bicycle and wear a stripy shirt and smoke a cigarette.
That's really offensive.
I'm actually not. I'm actually a fair chunk of me is French. So
that That is actually not true.
That is true. You don't know. I am. But my heritage is a lot of French.
Usually when you're
shut up. My great, I just remembered what it is. So my great grandpa he was a French guy, and he got sent to what was the prison colony for France? New Caledonia.
Okay. Yep.
He went to New Caledonia because he went to a farm, harvested someone else's vegetables, then sold them at markets.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like something you would do, actually, so I believe this.
Yeah, that makes so much sense knowing Hayden now.
But then he was in New Caledonia, and then they were not sure. He either had a twin or he stole someone's identity or something. It gets real weird. Mm. He took someone else's name or something and then moved to Australia and started a little life.
Oh, so you guys have been pieces of shit.
Yeah, it runs deep.
So finding out that you are related to a guy that harvested someone else's vegetables, got caught selling them at a market, got sent to a prison colony, only to then steal someone else's identity to go to another prison colony.
No. He was free from prison, from New Caledonia.
Ah.
This is when Australia was not a prison colony.
Oh, so this is like...
This is only great. It's my grandma's dad, I think.
Great-grandfather.
Maybe it's my great-great-grandfather. It wasn't that long ago.
I think grandma's dad is clear.
my grandma's dad was French, dude.
Because my auntie's really into like tracing the lineage and stuff, she invited me to this Facebook group. And it was like that family line, but they're still in France.
What offensive French stereotypes can I do now that my grandma's dad is French?
No. And then I liked it. Oh, no, maybe I didn't even join the group, but my auntie had shared something, and there's this dude that looks exactly like my dad, but he's just this weird French guy that I've never met. It was this spitting image. It was so fucking weird. It was the weirdest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, isn't that genetics?
Yeah, I know, but I've never met them or heard about them at all, but just like some amazing, dude in France just looks exactly like my dad.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there's a French me going around.
On his little
bicycle with his baguette, smoking a cigarette. Yeah.
That's really offensive.
Are there any French listeners of this podcast?
There's not any more.
What? Oh, they got lost in the catacombs.
They stopped.
They charted the catacombs. There's maps.
Did they really chart the catacombs?
They must have.
But I feel like the people went missing in the catacombs like fairly recently.
You can still go. I was so upset that I almost called you Jackson.
Yeah, it's a four.
Hayden.
Yeah.
People get lost. You can just go into the bush and get lost. Yeah. You still know about the bush.
But the bush isn't tunnels.
People can't read maps. Like, the maps exist and they can still get lost.
Into the wild, cunt died near a fucking road.
He was trapped by the wild. He had the big river.
And he was really...
And he ate potato seeds or whatever.
Yeah, boy, that movie.
To make you want to go into the wild?
It. Yeah. I've only seen the end.
Where he dies?
Yeah. Because at film school, they do that thing where they teach you things, but they show you like the most pivotal scenes of movies haven't seen. And you're always like, stop. But I get why we're talking about it. And they're always like, there are other things to watch. You can watch or you can go back and watch it. And it's like, I had the fucking end of The Sopranos ruined for me in like a level one film studies subject. Mm. And I was like, third season at the time. I was so pissed off. Yeah. And it was at the time we had to go and get the DVDs from the shop. So like I couldn't just binge it in like a couple of weeks. I was like taking me time to get through it because I had ADHD and kept forgetting to return the videos and getting new ones.
Well, you were renting them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a little older.
I'm 30 in three weeks.
So, you know.
That's exciting.
Maybe that it's, is it?
I don't know.
My life's empty. empty.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
All right, sure. I don't know what you
want from me.
I'm 30 already if it makes you feel any better.
And your life's empty.
Oh, yeah, no, big time. No. Yeah,
no, yours is full.
Of what?
I don't know, stuff you're supposed to have, like home and shoes, more of them, and car, and a good job, and money.
I feel like that I may have, like, one of those things.
Is it a car?
I have a car.
Yeah, I've seen your car. It's all right.
Yeah.
You got shoes, man.
You also have shoes.
Prove it.
You know what? It's a visual medium. I can't.
Yeah.
I cannot prove that Lena is wearing shoes.
This is actually paint. So I stepped in paint.
That's a great paint job. Looks just like a boot.
Yeah. Some kind of horrible skin condition or something.
I'm good at art.
All your toes are fused together.
Yeah. Guess what? That paint will do that, man. You step in enough paint.
It'll melt your skin and reconstitute.
Film, like, wrecking bits of movies and film study just reminded me of, like, pivotal things they showed us when I did film studies. Spoilers, not pivotal at all. It was a scene in Grey's Anatomy where a doctor gets shot after it looks like he's not going to get shot.
Yep.
A moment in Human Centipede.
Oh my God.
I can't remember why they showed us that. And, like...
Where did you do this?
Online. I paid $20
just on YouTube. Yeah,
they just kept coming up. Like, why are they showing me this?
I did it in the home of Sans Pants Radio, La Trobe University.
Oh yeah,
I went to La Trobe.
Did you really?
Where, yeah, but that's where they showed me
the ending of The Sopranos. See, we watched episode one of The Sopranos, which I feel like would have upset you a lot less.
Wait, that would have. Yes,
we also watched. Yeah,
designed for being watched.
Yeah. We also watched the first episode of Mad Men, which is where I first saw Mad Men.
There you go. Yeah, I went to La Trobe for 6 months. Yeah. So I
would you guys have been there at the same time, maybe?
2010, I would say. No, 2009. When did I finish high school? 2009.
I graduated high school in 2009.
Yes. Yeah,
so, yeah, I started high school in 2009.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That makes you fucking... I'm going to slit your face.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's like one of the worst things to slit. I'd like to see you try.
I reckon we could probably crack Hayden's head like an egg and drink his ears.
I mean, you can crack anyone's head like an egg.
Yeah.
That's not just on me specific.
Skulls.
Yeah. Oh my God, we're back.
We've
planned a murder, but it's okay because this podcast is about skulls. Yeah. I went to La Trobe for 6 months, and then I was like,
"Hey, Lynn, can you just talk quieter, further away from the microphone, please?"
Oh my God! Give me headphones so I can gauge. I want you to have to go back and edit it.
I don't edit these. Jackson edits these, so that's fine. Whatever you want.
No. Fuck Jackson. He intentionally burps in episodes I have to edit into the microphone. There we go.
Let's get him.
He'll leave it in. He will leave all of this.
Yeah. No. Anyway, yeah, went there for 6 months and. Had really bad undiagnosed ADHD and barely was at half my classes and was just so party. Like I would roll in to like my subjects and I was so chaotic and so loud all the time. So I would like roll in and be like, is this subject? And they would be like, yeah.
I'm looking for like, the movies class.
Because I'm so hungover and then fall asleep in the movies classes. But it did unlock a huge like interest in me. And then I went to Swinburne and studied film there.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hey, it was like, a new experience. It's funny that you had that experience and I also at La Trobe had I was also a shithead to the point where in my first year of university, so I'm an adult. I also took a gap year, so I was 20
grown when this happened. That's officially grown up.
Yeah.
Jackson and I were doing a first year subject together, and the tutor separated us.
Oh, my God.
They're like, oh group work, God. You two, not together.
We That's can't cute. Let them, the world will end.
Yeah. Guess what, Bridget? We reunited anyway.
And now all you do is talk nonsense.
Yeah,
and she was right because what you two do together now is so, it's like a crime.
You should not be allowed
to do podcasts.
I remember, so while we're talking about university, and this happened in the same class. In fact, it was a direct result of this. It was we had to pitch a television show to the class.
Yeah.
And Jackson had convinced his group to pitch celebrities eating bugs.
That's just such a celebrity fear factor.
I mean, I'd fucking watch the shit out of that.
And then they were like, someone was like, oh, so like fear factor. And Jackson's like, only eating bugs. And they were like, what's interesting about that? And Jackson was like, imagine the different types of bugs they could eat.
Okay.
And then someone was like, isn't that inhumane? He was like,
So sorry, Jackson pitched a show where people have to eat the bugs, but his primary interest was the bugs.
And how they would react, how people would react differently to different bugs.
Okay.
He was probably standing at the front of the class being like, you can eat an ant really easily. People eat ants all the time without even noticing. A spider?
How do you eat one of them?
So why celebs then?
I don't know.
Because people like celebrities, you know.
I hate them.
Yeah, yeah. Who's the celebrity you hate the most?
I'm going to crack the skull of every celebrity I ever
meet. Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Lena and I are going to Hollywood. You're not invited. Yeah. We're going to go crack the skull of every celebrity.
Taking my big mallet.
Is it a mallet rubber, or can you have a mallet out of anything?
You don't know what I could make my mallet out of, man.
Dude, you don't know what she is capable of.
I mean, you can make it out of skulls, just the hardest skulls you can find. Cracking skulls with skulls.
Have you seen my mallet? Because it sounds like you're describing it. Yeah. It's skull mallet.
Is it two skulls or one skull?
It's skull either side and then long neck bone. Is that strong? No, that's wobbly.
It's pretty wobbly. Get a femur. A couple of femurs. Yeah.
Femur.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad. And I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, is your Dungeons & Dragons game boring because you aren't using a wild magic table designed by Sans Pants Radio's very own Adam Carnevale with help from the rest of the D&D crew? Well, do I have the answer to your very specific problem? Your wild sorcerer will cause absolute abject chaos as their spells cause the lower half of themselves to become that of a chicken's or their target to get really into birds. There are tons and tons of entries, so you'll probably never encounter the same effect twice. It's the gift that keeps on giving you a headache. Head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and look for our dumb wild magic table today.
Maybe a spine whip. That'd be sick.
Oh, yeah.
Crack that spine. Break your mama's back. Isn't that the lyrics?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
On the spine. I'm a fucking genius.
You are. Selena's taking a mallet. I'm probably just going to take a big knife. Maybe a machete.
Fuck yeah.
Like celebrities fear machetes.
That's
I
less
feel.
Of a crack, more of a cut.
Yeah. Yeah. That's scarier.
It's flat.
Well, maybe I'm like.
Yeah. That's just Dusha rolling around LA with a giant sword.
That's too real, I feel like.
No, because then I'm just like, hey, celebrity. And I hold up the machete and they're like, oh, dude, what the fuck? And then Lena comes in from the side with a mallet and cracks them over the head.
Yeah. That's.
Splits their head like.
You're not the Manson still, family or something.
Yeah,
this is fucked.
I've thought about this because of the like the
cracking,
beautiful
cracking people's heads. Like,
like this is the amount of murder I want to do. No, but like I've thought about like because of like the beautiful fucking perfect storm that is me of like this like insecure like you know kind of. You know, like listless, like unable to kind of find myself person.
30.
Pardon?
30.
30, exactly. Empty person. I've thought about this a lot. I'm like, you know, oh, let's go back through the decades. What would I be? And every single version is tragic. Like, I know I would have ended up a Manson girl because I watched a documentary the other day and they were like, yeah, these girls, man, they were just so insecure and they hated themselves so much. And they just let men tell them what to do all the time. I'm like, that's me. I would have done that. And so I was like, I would have made a, and I'm really charming, so I would have been a really good like top of the game Manson girl.
You're the right hand lady.
Yeah, it's so upsetting. And then, like, you know, you go back a bit further, like 60s, I would have been like those like housewives that are like, wow, she's so amazing. I met her at the dance, and then like 3 months into the marriage, I'm like, gin on the doorstep being like, I made dinner. Just like, I would have been like a Mad Men mom.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, let's not get into
it. I was going to say, what about 90s? But I guess that's
90s. I would have reckoned I would have gone like a Courtney Love route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Famous
musician?
Yeah. I think I would have like, God, this is so depressing. I'm doing well.
I mean, it's a hypothesis. It's not real.
No, I know. Yeah, true. Okay. I think actually.
If we go back to the 50s, he'd be dead on the side of the road. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd be a businessman, and I'd come home to my house that I paid $1 for.
You would be swindled out of that $1 before.
I'd be the swindler. Yeah,
and then someone would stab you in the back of the head with a big machete.
Hayden would have walked up to like a person who owned the house and been like, I got $1. And then a bird would have taken $1.
That was my life savings. That's my peer's salary because it's the 50s.
Yeah. No, I think I think in the 90s, I probably would have been commodified in some horrible way. Like, I think I probably would have been like, oh, wow, she's like such a, she's got such a bright light. She's such a star on stage. And then like 10 years later, I'm like still trying to hold on to my career by doing yeah.
Have you seen the movie Her movies. Smell? Because it feels like you're just trying to recreate
Sorry,
that.
Did you say the movie Her Smell?
Mm-hmm.
Yucky.
It's about a band. It's a fake band. Elizabeth Moss is the lead actress.
Oh, really?
Elizabeth Moss.
We're getting back into did Jackson pitch this movie? Elizabeth Moss as the lead,
And then someone eats her.
She just flies into people's mouths. Yeah.
Like, imagine how they'd react, and they'd be like, "Oh, her smells."
Yeah, it's like about a fake grunge band, and she just that happens to her.
Wait, what happens? Wait,
what you said happens? She turns into a moth and flies into her mouth. And everyone's like, P.U.
P.U. She stinks.
Yeah.
Her smells.
Her smells. Oh, my God. Her smells.
I love a movie where everyone's saying the title all the time. Saying it like that. Like, oh, her smells.
Just like in a completely different context for how you would imagine.
I'm smells crying.
It's good because, like, I can't remember the character's name. But like, hi, I'm, let's just say Sarah.
Moth.
Hi, Sarah. Oh, yes. Oh,
her smells.
Ew, Sarah? Her smells.
The end of every scene is her leaving the room and someone
just has pretty much nothing to do with the storyline. It's just that's something they threw in.
That's good. I think more movies that's should funny. Do that.
Yeah. Oh, God, what movie? Doing? What movie could you do that with?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, tough one.
I was thinking. I don't know why, but the first one I thought of is Monsters, Inc. Because you could just be like, "Well, that's Monsters, Inc. for you."
That's weird because my brain went to a movie I haven't seen. Transporter? I'd be like, yeah, he's the transporter. Every time he leaves the scene.
There goes the transporter. Hello, Mr. Transporter.
What about at the end of every scene of Train Spotting that is like, anyway, I'm off to go. every single so main character exits the scene and then someone's like, anyway, I'm off to Train Spot. I guess it's not the same thing because you're not saying the title.
Mm.
Really makes you think.
Yeah, it really does. This is a hard thing we've created.
Yeah, it's difficult. I can see why Hollywood aren't brave enough to do this on the
ground. It's tough to write it.
Yeah.
So it turns out, if you look to the future, Lena, you could have been revolutionizing Hollywood with your her smells.
God damn it.
I mean, there's still time.
Yeah, there is still time. I'm 30 in 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, so you're in your 20s.
Yeah, so there's still time for me to be a prodigy, I think.
If you get a movie made, I think, well, yeah, how old do you have to be a prodigy? You're right.
I like to think of Paul Thomas Anderson making Boogie Nights and he's 26 and wanting to kill myself every time I think about
that.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Man.
26, yeah,
that movie
okay.
has so much ass in it.
Yeah, but also.
I've got 2 years because I can.
How the fuck old are you, child?
I'm 19.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I go to hell.
I think about Tom Holland, the guy that plays Spider-Man, is like a year or two older than me. And I'm always like, all right, just got to have like, in 6 months, if I become Spider-Man, I'm on par with Tom Holland and that's good.
Yeah.
You know what's smart, I think, is
not doing that,
comparing yourself to people all the time.
I think like one thing that's really chill that I've noticed now, that actually may have come up last summer in a group gathering, Hayden, is that looking up to like sportsmen.
Oh, yeah. And they're like 25.
Yeah, now they're like significantly younger than me. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be horrible. We're welcome to my existential crisis. Mm.
Yeah.
I did a big therapy session about it yesterday.
I don't think you blinked for like the last 30 seconds.
I don't think I've blinked since you said I was 30 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You have this unwavering vacant stare.
No, that's good.
I think the vacant stare was, you were fine with the 30 comment. It was when Hayden revealed that he graduated. He started high school
that's
in 2009.
That's true. Yeah, that's when my soul left my body.
Yeah. Although you're only, if you live to 100, which you probably will with advances in medical science.
Not with these.
You're
genes.
Not even a third of the way through your life. You got ages.
I reckon I'm genuinely with the age that women, not to get too dark, but women in my family die in their late 60s. So I'm halfway, baby.
Oh, fuck.
I'm halfway.
Wait, and is it all from the same thing?
Mostly.
Well, then, sure, maybe.
Body turns.
The body just turns.
Yeah, and then I go in and crack the skull.
They just start rotting from the inside.
Yeah. Lena has a family history of the younger generation coming in, and once you've reached your late 60s, they get cracked over the head with a mallet.
It's a stunning ritual that we do. Yeah. And when I make the movie about it, it's going to be called Cracking Skulls. and at the end of every scene, I'm going to be like, "Now I'm going to crack your skull."
Yeah. I'm off to go cracking skulls.
Yeah. Yes. And they'll be like, "Oh, be careful.
She's cracking skulls."
Put down. Oh, look at the man with the. Oh, I'm distracted by the man with the big machete. Oh, my skull's cracked by the girl who jumped out. That role will be played by Jack Nicholson.
Oh my god, he's in LA. Yeah, he's back.
Is he retired now? Surely.
Yes. He's gonna be a million. Also got a little bit made retired.
Is he a creep?
I think
he seems like he would be, but I haven't heard anything.
He hasn't been cancelled, but he was also the biggest leading man in Hollywood for like 20 years.
Yeah, so there's like really like, don't sue us, but probably.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, turn this off.
You probably suck as a guy.
We're going to speculate about you for a bit.
I reckon he's nice.
Okay.
I like to think he goes home to his wife that he's had for 50 years, gives her a little kiss on the forehead, and then goes to bed.
I just maybe had a little whiskey. Made stuff little... up then.
Yeah, I have. Yeah. 100%. I'm making this up.
Yeah. I reckon he would probably be good at fingering.
I hate that I agree with
you. Yeah, I just look at him and I'm like, oh, that man could finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's in the eyes. Anything? Yeah.
Yeah.
Their eyes are the windows to the fingers.
Yeah, that's true. God, it's true. Most of the people who are good fingerers that I've experienced have good eyes.
No, that's fair.
What is that? Have you unlocked
something? We've stumbled across something here. Interesting.
Or is it people with good eyes getting in situations where they can practice fingering more?
Oh, JD, nice.
Whoa.
Great pickup.
No, I think it's...
Yeah. I think it's the eyes of the windows to the fingers.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual connection.
Yeah.
Between the eyes and the fingers.
Yeah.
I watched a TikTok the other day.
You were... Yep, cool. That's
okay. Because I'm so young.
Not going to lie, kind of cringe, bro.
That's actually based. that felt terrible to say.
Yeah, it looks terrible to say. Yeah. It looked like you were in the process of like taking a shit in your own mouth.
That's basically what I did.
You're doing the opposite of the confident lean back. You're actually sitting forward upright.
I'm actually so hunched over right now. I was like, please. But there was a guy and he had some dental... surgery. We had to get a bone graft.
I'm going
to
stop you there. Ew. Lena, chance of this story being interesting, what do we think?
I think it's going to be like,
Great content, I reckon. Keep going. Had a bone graft.
Also, and then, it's already gross. So.
Yeah,
and then, so he had to get a bone from a dead person.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that good?
Huh? I was really, really hoping for a stroke.
Well, you kind of ruined the flow.
I guess
all right?
It's a TikTok. You so really he ruined had a finite amount of information
well,
to give us.
And also, he was telling the story and he was singing it in auto tune, which sort of added a bit of zing to it. I think. Anyway,
that's why they do that. So it's not just I got a bone from a dead man.
Yeah.
How good is it going to be to know that there's a podcast out there where you explain to your 230-year-old friends
a funny TikTok I saw and bombed.
Doesn't land. Sorry, your 29-year-old friend and your 30-year-old friend. a friend in their late 20s and a friend in their early 30s.
That's nice. Yeah.
You guys are a world apart.
Yeah. I agree.
For another 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for getting me so many presents as well, guys.
That's fine. Yeah. What do we get? We got you the...
Don't tell her.
Okay.
Right. How exciting.
No, you can say.
Yeah, say.
It was the fake vomit. One of those fake vomit things that you put on... places as a prank just because then you it's like
okay, do you think I'm a joke? Do you think I'm some fucking prankster?
Good recovery from when you explained the TikTok to then into that riff.
I'm on freaking fire today.
Wow. I guess you really know me because I am a big ring ring Ashton Kutcher. Get fucking pick up.
Great prank call.
Yeah.
That was the hey.
You won't answer my calls.
Just a prank call being, hey, pick up. Oh, you did. All right, fuck you.
It's later.
I'm a crack your skull.
That's not a joke.
They are way better.
Legally, that is a joke. That is actually a joke.
I think everything we said in a podcast legally has to be a joke just in case.
Oh, yeah.
Just cereal.
We were just joking the whole time.
All those like podcasts that have freed people who are on death row that are innocent. We're just joking.
Come on. It's in fairness, it's a podcast, Your Honor. There's no way it's true.
Okay. We're going to sentence you to death. Right now.
We're going
to crack your skull.
It's so funny that someone doubled down so much to investigate this crime in a way that they might, you know, potentially get someone out of death row. That's fucking hilarious. That's such a doubling down, man. You know those jokes that just like, it's like not funny, but then they double down so much that it is funny.
Yeah.
No. I mean, please stop putting people who are innocent in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
I wonder how many podcasts they've done where there's someone who's like innocent on death row and they dig into it and they're claiming that they're innocent and then they're like, oh, no, this dude did it.
I wonder a few.
Yeah.
And then they just shut down the whole thing.
Do you know what? You could solve that with a quick Google.
Well, I guess you could solve everything
that
with a quick Google, Lena.
That had an incredible visual thing with it as well. You like, you clicked extra pudding Hayden down.
Yeah, you were like clicking your fingers and doing like the finger guns. Yeah. Sort of like almost like you're doing the wiggle almost.
You're meant to be the young one.
Use a fucking computer, dickhead.
Well, yeah, okay.
You're young and a dumb cunt. Enjoy watching TikTok and learning fuck all.
Oh, I want to make this a song. You're a dumb little fucking cunt.
Do you want me to ad-lib on it? Ow!
That one sounded like an injury.
Ow!
Fuck!
Hayden's like ad-libbing, so he's like, ow!
Just like you're prodding me with a cattle prod or something in front of a mic. Yo,
jeez!
Ouchie, wawa!
Oh, that one hurt!
Please!
I like a little like story before it, like, kettle, ow! Hot!
Do you say kettle?
Yeah.
What? Cattle.
No, kettle, like a cot kettle. I changed the scene.
Okay.
I changed the scene.
Dude, just whacking, like throwing boiling water?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
It is.
That's going to be one of the worst ways to die, right? Being scalded to death and hot water?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry, I've got something in my eye. I think most deaths bad.
No, I reckon just falling off a cliff. I reckon that's the nice one.
I reckon.
Like Wile E. Coyote, because you go, whee! And you get a little,
they
get a little mushroom cloud.
They tend to get back up in that cartoon.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's good.
Mm.
There's one, and this is like a transition, but to a bad moment in the Sans Pants Radio podcast history where falling off a cliff just reminded me of this.
Great.
I found this story so funny, and it's not funny.
Okay,
when
good.
I think about it. And someone dies. Someone dies.
Fucking
in this.
Hell.
Jesus
Christ.
Someone survived a plane crash only to be run over by the ambulance that was there to save them.
Whoa. And that's unlucky. Reason,
yeah, I don't know why.
Now that's irony. Or is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it certainly is like rain on your wedding day. Yeah. You know?
Anyway, that's not irony, though.
Fucking shut the fuck up,
that's
Hayden.
That's a unfortunate coincidence.
That's a classic young person thing to do.
Maybe it's ironic that the entire song isn't ironic.
Yeah. Well, the entire song's not. Well, oh, okay. Maybe that is ironic.
Maybe she's smarter than you, you fuck.
Oh, yeah, almost certainly.
Maybe you could make a TikTok explaining that to everyone else.
But I'll put auto tune on. Yeah. This is it. Not actually irony.
Ow!
Yo! Silly.
Anyway, I think that would be the best way to die.
Surviving a plane crash and then getting run over by the ambulance.
That's pretty harrowing, the whole surviving a plane crash.
How well did he survive it? Like, fully walked away with only cuts and bruises? Or like,
I don't think anyone's walking away from a plane
crash. Well, people, the miracle on the Hudson, huh? Everyone walked away or swam away. Sully Sullenberger, the miracle on the Hudson, Lena, are you for real?
You're not giving us.
It's the plane that landed on the Hudson River.
I know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's worse because I was just, yeah, it was fun to watch you drown. I reckon Sully flew into those birds on purpose to be a hero.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's such a man thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to make myself look so fucking good. I'm going to get these geese.
Why can planes, surely they design a plane so we can hit birds. Surely the planes would hit birds all the time.
Yeah.
The planes never hit birds only like one time it happened, or did they?
No, I think
what
it's
happened?
Probably happened a lot.
Yeah.
I think that there's like things to stop it, but or just we learned how to not do it. I don't know. Stop asking questions I don't know the answer to.
I think.
Okay, I'll just be quiet for the next little bit. I'll just stop.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Just do a quiet five.
What the hell?
No, so planes can cop a couple of birds, but
how many birds did he cop?
I think he flew into like a whole
full geese.
A full flock of geese. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Geese are pretty big too.
Yeah.
Fucked
his engines real bad to the point where I don't know if you've heard he had to land in the Hudson River.
Oh
what?
Shit!
Yeah. It was
and no one died and everyone walked away.
Yeah.
With only cuts and bruises.
That's incredible.
And it has a very famous movie cocking incident where Clint Eastwood was making the movie Sully about the real life events, but just
Tom
prior
Hanks?
To that, yes,
mm-hmm.
just prior to that they made the movie Flight, which was based on the events of Sully, except in that one the events are way more hectic because it didn't actually happen.
Okay.
Denzel Washington lands a plane upside down.
And oh it was also,
wasn't he blind drunk as well?
No. He's blasted on coke. Come on, man.
No, I think he's also drunk.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. So he's got.
But the coke's more impressive.
Is that that's based off Sully?
Yep.
We truly have to stop letting men write scripts for action
what
movies.
What they should have done in that movie is at every scene.
It's a drama, actually.
Oh, it's a drama.
It's harrowing.
A guy on coke lands a plane upside down and it's a drama.
And then goes to jail and it's sad.
Because he's in the court and then he's like, I ran out of lies. And then he told the truth at the last minute and he almost got away with
and
it.
And he earns the respect of his son.
Mm.
I hate that. I threw something.
You just threw your phone on the floor.
Yeah, I just put my phone.
Are you about to leave? You just grabbed all your things.
I can't
room.
I can't listen to this.
We gotta wrap this up. Movie's bad.
Well, this has been fun. Thanks, no. But please never talk to me about movies.
And on that note,
I've been Hayden.
I've been Joel.
I've been Lena.
And Lena, we hear there's some very exciting things coming up for you that isn't you turning 30. You're going to stay in your late 20s for ages.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to end it.
Well, you did, so.
Okay, well, that's fine. My comedy partner, Annie, and I are going to do the Sydney Fringe Festival.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. We have a venue that we found out is the capacity that we did in Melbourne across our entire run. So we have a venue that we have to sell, the
like
same amount of seats in 3 days.
Cool.
So we don't know anyone in Sydney.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So please, we're really good.
Yeah, it's a great show. This is the same
it's
show.
It's the same
Melbourne,
show.
Right? Yeah, it's a great show.
We're funny and it's fun and we're sketch comedians and we do song, we do improv and all sorts of stuff. We're going to be in Sydney in September on the 2nd, 4th and 5th of that month.
Yep.
Did I already say the month?
No.
Yeah, September.
Oh, wait, yeah. September.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Jesus, my head. And so please, and follow me on Twitch or follow us on Instagram, and keep up to date with the info on that.
What's the handle?
Our Instagram is at Annie and Lena, and my Twitch is Lena Moon underscore. So twitch.tv/Lena Moon_.
Everyone that would buy tickets to any show that Sandspence puts on in Sydney, go buy tickets to this. Yeah. It's very funny. Way better than way anything better. We've ever done.
One more thought. And actually, they actually wrote stuff down to
we
say.
Did. Yeah, we did. We wrote a whole show.
Mm, it's very good.
Thank you. Right. I love this.
Bye.
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 Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sandspants? Let us shoot our long, hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sandspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sandspants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sandspantsradio.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.